You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Matt Wehmeyer joined by Padres reporter Corey Brock this week. And Corey, thank you for the time. And we're going to switch things up a little bit this week and look into the future. As Corey, I'm going to toss some bold predictions your way for the 2016 Padres. And you give your position either supporting it or shooting it down. But before we get to that, a bit of news on this Thursday, as Alexei Ramirez has reportedly signed a one-year deal with the club. And Corey, start off by giving us your take on that and where he could fit in with the Padres this season.
Yeah, no official announcement yet, but it appears that the Padres have agreed to a deal, a one-year deal with Alexei Ramirez. Lastly played for the White Sox. You know, he's 34 years old. You know, he's been in the big leagues for a while. The Padres have been looking for an answer to their shortstop conundrum here for quite a while. They've used 18 different guys since 2009, Matt. And while Ramirez certainly fits as a stopgap, at least this is a guy that has some durability to him. You know, he's played over 150 games the last six seasons. You don't have to worry about him, breaking down. Even despite his age, he's in very good shape. He offers something with the bat. So, you know, this is a stopgap. You know, they have a young kid, Javier Garrett, who they picked up from the Red Sox in the Craig Kimbrell deal. He's a young guy. He's probably a couple years away, but I think Ramirez serves a role as kind of a place setter until Guerra is ready. So, you know, and they need to add some offense too. So I think, you know, probably on a pretty club-friendly deal, they found it in Alexei Ramirez.
Had Ramirez been on the Padres' radar for, you know, some time now, for the past couple weeks or even months, or was this more of a recent development between the two sides?
No, man, I think A.J. Preller is probably, he's liked Ramirez for a while. They sort of monitored the shortstop market as they moved into the winter here. Not a whole lot of options. Ian Desmond was another guy they considered, but, Ian Desmond was going to require a longer deal. And certainly a lot more money. And then the caveat there, too, Matt, is they were going to lose a draft pick because the Nationals offered Desmond a qualifying offer, and he declined it. So I think weighing everything out, you know, the Padres looking at maybe kind of a rebuilding year here, you know, with lining up quite a few draft picks in the top 100 picks in June, didn't want to forfeit what was going to be a pretty good draft pick.
Yeah, no question there. So there's the news on this Thursday. Alexei Ramirez, a reported one-year deal to play some shortstop for the Padres in 2016. So, Corey, let's run down those bold predictions right now. And you mentioned the qualifying offer, which kind of turned the Padres off to Ian Desmond. A qualifying offer is involved with prediction number one, and that is involving Ian Kennedy. Do you think he comes crawling back to the Padres on a one-year deal with no other free agent offers out there?
No, I don't. I think there's going to be an opportunity for him. I've heard he's been linked to the Royals. I think Ian Kennedy is a really good pitcher, and I'm surprised that he's still available out there. I still think he's going to get a multi-year deal. He's going to get paid. And, you know, while the Padres certainly like Ian Kennedy, I think they're really enamored with getting that high draft pick, that draft pick compensation for Kennedy when he signs, and also for Justin Upton, especially if you're looking at a pretty good draft an opportunity to kind of restock that farm system. So, you know, yes, while they would be happy to have him return, I don't think financially it's a fit, and I think he's going to find a better offer elsewhere.
Okay, prediction number two, you brought up the Craig Kimbrell deal, which landed the Padres Javier Guerra, their shortstop of the future. It also brought back outfielder Manuel Margot. Does he make his major league debut in 2016?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's a need for that yet. He's still young. I still think he has a lot. I shouldn't say a lot, but I think he still has some important steps to clear in terms of development defensively and offensively. I think the Padres would like to get another full year out of him in the minor leagues and sort of set eyes on him and see what they have. And, no need to rush him at this point. Like I said, I don't think this is going to be a team that's contending for the NL West title. You have a couple guys in center field right now, and Melvin Upton Jr. and Travis Jankowski, who could probably hold down that position at least for another year.
And prediction number three, Corey, the Padres will deal away one of their coveted starters that A.J. Preller has no doubt fielded a lot of phone calls about, either Tyson Ross or Andrew Cashner.
Man, I'm going to shoot you down on all these, apparently. I don't see them moving either one of those guys, especially Tyson Ross, who I still feel is somehow one of the most underrated pitchers in the National League and is under club control for a couple more years. Maybe Cashner, but he'll be a free agent after the year. But you still have to find someone to take his spot. And, he's not going to break the bank. This guy had a lot on his plate last year. I think he's due for a little bit of a bounce back year. I don't know what that looks like. But, yeah, I just think that, there's not a whole lot of depth in the farm system, the upper levels, for them to replace Andrew Cashner at this point. So I don't see them moving either one of those guys.
Okay, Corey, I'm going to get a yes out of you one way or another, and I think it's going to be on prediction number four, which is a two-parter. So here we go. Yanhervis Solarte will be named an All-Star and hit 20 home runs. What do you think?
Oh, boy. You talk about a guy who's sort of a season really got lost last year, Matt. I thought this guy really put together a nice year. Remember, they traded for Will Middlebrooks, and he was their opening day starter at third base. But Solarte just more or less shoved him out of the way, took the job, and ran with it. I don't think he has that much power, but, they're going to have the All-Star game in San Diego next year. They have to have some sort of representation there. I like Will Myers a lot, but I don't think he's going to fit in terms of the All-Star game nod. But I think the Padres have found themselves a third baseman for the future.
So that was a partial yes, maybe, kind of?
I feel like I need to say yes to one of these, Matt. So, yes, let's say partial yes.
Partial yes. Okay, let's go for a full yes on this one. You brought up Will Myers. Will 2016 be a real breakthrough campaign for him, I should say?
I think so. And I tell you what, he was on his way to having that last year, his first year with the Padres, when he suffered the wrist injury. He was their opening day starter in center field. Moved to first base, look really good there. I think ultimately that's going to be his landing spot for this season. And offensively, he was hitting at the top of the order, a guy that offered some power, some doubles, some home runs. His pitch recognition got a lot better, even just from April to May. And I think this guy was really, really starting to find something at the time he got hurt. So remember, this guy is still really young and doesn't have a ton of service time, but I think he's primed for a breakout year. And yes, if you want to mark it down, do it with pencil, with an eraser, but put down Will Myers, National League All-Star 2016.
Very bold. I love it. Let's go to prediction number six involving James Shields. He will win at least 10 games for the 10th consecutive season.
I have to think so. And, if for no other reason, then this guy is a workhorse. I mean, I think the stat that we should really be looking at is how many years he's made over 30 starts. And this is kind of uncanny in this day and age where the teams are looking to shorten up the game with a bullpen specialization. This guy has been a real workhorse and did some nice things in his first year. I think he absolutely wins 10 games, probably more. And, I think when we look at his career, when it's all said and done, we're going to kind of marvel at it just in terms of his durability, his longevity, and how much success he had.
Yeah, agreed. And only Bartolo Colon and John Lackey have longer such streaks amongst current pitchers in baseball. So very impressive company there for James Shields. As we come down the home stretch, Corey, prediction number seven, Matt Kemp, who drove in exactly 100 runs last season, reaches the century mark again this season.
Boy, that's a tough one. I'm going to say yes, but he's going to have to do something in April and May. That was a real tough start for him last year. His second half, much like it was in 2014 with the Dodgers, was really good. Really became a legitimate run producer. But I think he only had like a home run for the first 2 months of the season, and they need his bat early. They need for him to drive in some runs if this team has any hopes of contending in the NL West.
And Corey, our final prediction right here, number eight: the Padres will snap a skid of five straight losing seasons.
I'd say no at this point. I just, I'm just looking at the moves they've made this offseason. They haven't replaced Justin Upton's offense. Ian Kennedy's production, his innings, what he had to offer, and in the back end of the bullpen, they're going to enter the season with some serious question marks. So I would say no.
Our thanks, as always, to Padres reporter Corey Brock on this Thursday. Corey, a pleasure, as always. This is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras San Diego Padres.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.